But if you have functional class three with evidence of progression that is rapid, they favor starting with prostanoids infusion, either intravenous or subcutaneous. And if a patient is not a good candidate for parenteral therapy, then consider addition of an inhaled or oral prostanoid. For functional class four patients, once again, the indicated form of therapy would be a continuous infusion, either intravenous epoprostenol or treprostinil, or subcutaneous treprostinil. And again, if the patient is not a candidate, there would be alternative, but less desirable. If there is an inadequate response to initial therapy and patients are deteriorating, then if they're on monotherapy, you add a second. And if they're on dual therapy, you would add a third agent. If these patients remain in functional class three or four with an inadequate response to maximal pharmacotherapy, then there should be consideration of listing them as a transplant candidate. And there is a role for emerging investigational therapies that might offer these patients some benefit as well.